North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perez. It's election day. Voters deciding local and state races across the country. Several races and ballot issues could signal what's to come in the 2024 general election. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on two governor races.
Down in Kentucky, the popular Democratic governor there, Andy Beshear, he's looking for a second term in that Republican-dominated state. His challenger, Daniel Cameron, though, is trying very hard to try and tie him to President Biden. And down in Mississippi, this is a really incredible race, a very tight, surprisingly tight race between an unpopular incumbent who is now mired in a welfare fund scandal. His opponent, get this, only in Mississippi. He's also a cousin of Elvis Presley.
Israel is marking 1 month since Hamas terrorists killed 1,400 in surprise attacks and took 240 hostages. The war rages on in Gaza, with calls growing for humanitarian pauses so aid can get in and civilians can get out. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today on whether gun bans for domestic violence abusers are constitutional. This is ABC News. One year out from the next presidential election, ABC News has embedded reporters with the campaigns of several candidates and within key states. With races heating up, we're checking in with our reporters.
This is Suren Kim covering former President Donald Trump's campaign. One year out from the 2024 election, Trump is ever more confident about taking back the White House. Despite Florida Governor Ron DeSantis winning a key endorsement from Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Monday, Trump continues to boast his lead in the GOP field, calling the endorsement insignificant.
A search underway for a missing California woman who vanished last month while on a yoga retreat in Guatemala. Here's ABC's Eva Pilgrim.
Her family says Ing works with special needs children at a local school district, is loving and full of light. They've now hired a private search team led by Black Wolf Helicopters owner Chris Sharp, his group combing the area. The FBI telling ABC News it's offering Guatemalan authorities resources to help in the search. The State Department, in touch with local officials, is monitoring the investigation.
Alex Perez, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Matt Kelly. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman is releasing a $32 million proposal that would boost programming and staff in the system's nursing, business, finance, and engineering schools. Rothman says the money would help the state graduate more than 9,000 new students over the next 5 years. His proposal matches a $32 million cut that's pending from the approved state budget. All students in Wisconsin's public and private K-12 schools would get free meals under a plan being reintroduced in the legislature by Democrats. Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay says kids are going hungry, plus there's significant school meal debt.
That significant investment and that recognition that every kid, every family, every Wisconsinite will benefit from this universal program, then we can really address some of the other issues in school meals. But this is the most important piece to really fully commit and actualize our Wisconsin values.
Shelton says there's plenty of money in the budget surplus, though an estimate from last session notes the fiscal impact on state and local governments couldn't be determined. Two state lawmakers want to restrict wake surfing on Wisconsin lakes, as Raymond Newport reports.
At issue are newer, larger boats designed to create more wake and higher waves for sport. WXPR reports that State Senator Mary Felskowski and State Representative Rob Swearingen want to prohibit the sport on small lakes and keep the boats and surfers more than 200 feet from shore. Conservation and Lake Association groups indicate that's not enough to keep the high wakes from damaging docks and habitats. According to the Water Sports Industry Association, the boats are safe enough to run in 10 feet of water, and fears of damage are overblown. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
DNR testing of private wells finds most had detectable PFAS contamination. Samples from 450 shallow wells found 71% of them had some level of contamination, and only 4% met limits for drinking water. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
This is Ernie Johnson, Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles, and college coaches work hard to help young men overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online to coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501. Help coaches cure MD.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network. There's a break in the investigation of a fatal shooting in Madison, as Robin Colbert reports.
Madison police have recovered the vehicle involved in the deadly shooting of a 15-year-old girl on the city's Far East Side last month. No other details have yet been released concerning where the vehicle was found. On the night of October 11th, a Lexus SUV pulled into an apartment complex. Four people got out and then began shooting. In addition to the 15-year-old girl, several other young teens were injured. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A man with two prior drunk driving offenses is accused in a fatal Waupaca County crash. 20-year-old Evan Barnick is charged in the death of 77-year-old Gerald Pagel, who was hit and killed early Sunday while helping a disabled motorist. Authorities say Barnick admitted he'd been drinking but denied hitting Pagel. Charges include homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle and hit and run resulting in death. I'm Matt Kelly. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Nicholas Nick Michael Runheim, 79, passed away at his home in Catawba on October the 25th. Nick is survived by his wife Pat, by his sons Nick and Kipper, survived also by his brothers Ronald, Norman, and Wayne, survived also by his sisters Janet Arndt, by Carol Koski, by Rebecca Kempen, and by Shirley Raids. Survived also by his brothers-in-law, and further survived by his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial held 11 a.m. Saturday, November 11th, at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba, with Father Madnu Lordu Raju officiating. Visitation to be held at 9 a.m. and continue till the hour of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nicholas Nick Michael Runheim, 79, Catawba. Walter Fisher, age 80, of Duluth, died on November 5th at home in Duluth, Minnesota. He is survived by his wife, Corey, of 57 years, and by his children, Scott of Chanhazen, Minnesota, by Angeli Bonzer of Chesapeake, Virginia, and by Matt of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and survived also by his grandchildren. Visitation to be held Thursday, November 9th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a rosary starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Dougherty Funeral Home in Duluth, Minnesota. Massive Christian burial Friday, November 10th. At 11 a.m. with a visitation starting at 10 a.m. at the St. Rose Catholic Church located in Proctor, Minnesota. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Fisher, age 80, of Duluth, Minnesota. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Shop Menards Christmas Decor Sale for big savings on everything to brighten your home for the holidays. Get great sale prices, plus 11% off a great selection of trees, wreaths, lights, ornaments, yard decorations, and much more. A 100-count set of premium LED holiday lights is just $10.99 after rebate. Good through November 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details on Christmas decor, plus much more at huge savings.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High of 40, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows level off around 31. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 42. Temperatures below average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. Another look at the short range, high of 40 this afternoon, a low of 31 tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 36.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. NFL Monday Night Football, the LA Chargers roll past the New York Jets 27-6.
Austin Eckler had two touchdowns for the Chargers as they blew out the Jets on the road 27-6. Eckler rushed for 47 yards on 14 carries and scored in runs of 1 and 2 yards.
Feels amazing. It was a great team win. It's a rugged win, for the offense. But it feels really great when you come together and get it done.
Darius Davis got the scoring going for LA in the first quarter with an 87-yard punt return. The Charger defense stymied the Jets all night, sacking Jets quarterback Zach Wilson 8 times, including 2.5 for linebacker Joey Bosa. The Chargers picked up their second win in a row while handing the Jets their fourth defeat of the year. Mike Moriarty, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
In the NHL, winners were Florida, Toronto, Boston, and Vancouver. In Major League Baseball, the Chicago Cubs fired manager Craig Counsell away from Milwaukee. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, the Denver Nuggets came from way back to beat the New Orleans Pelicans.
The Nuggets overcame a 20-point deficit to thump New Orleans 134-116. Undefeated at home, Denver ran its record to a Western Conference best 7-1. Nikola Jokic led the way with 35 points, 14 rebounds, and 12 assists.
That's correspondent Bruce Morton reporting. Other winners included Golden State, Indiana, Philadelphia, Dallas, New York, Miami, Milwaukee, Chicago, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Minnesota. Men's top 25 college basketball, a full slate of games last night. Winners included number 1, second-ranked Duke, number 3, Purdue, fifth-ranked Marquette, number 6, UConn, and number 7, Houston. One major upset saw James Madison upending number 4, Michigan State. This is SRN Sports.
Okay, you left. But for Chicago, good morning. I'm Doug Russell at Sports. Craig Counsell is no longer the Milwaukee Brewers manager. That, I think, Brewers fans were somewhat ready for. What they weren't ready for is the team that he's heading to, the hated Chicago Cubs. Yesterday afternoon, Brewers owner Mark Annanasio met local media via Zoom.
We lost Craig, but I've reflected on this. You know, Craig has lost us, and he's lost our community also. It's really a special place.
Council's deal in Chicago, though, makes him the highest paid manager in baseball, 5 years for $40 million. Meanwhile, the college basketball season began last night. The number 5 Marquette Golden Eagles opened up their season with a 92-70 win over Northern Illinois.
It's typical first game in that, you know, we failed to put together 40 minutes of sustained Marquette basketball, particularly on the defensive end. There's a lot of things on the tape that we'll look at and need to do different and want to do different. I did think that everyone that went in the game gave us a contribution in some way or another, which is always a good step in the first game.
Marquette coach Shaka Smart, his Golden Eagles play Ryder Friday night at home. Meanwhile, in Madison, the Badgers opened up their season with an offensive explosion, 105-76, the final over Arkansas State.
Everybody gets consumed with the pace of play and the tempo, but it's really about the efficiency. Whether you have 80 possessions or 79 like we did tonight, or there's going to be games where you're going to have 59. It's the efficiency that you play with, and I think that's the thing that jumped out. You know, we're at 1.33 for the game, so the efficiency for us was really good.
Badgers coach Greg Gard, they've got Tennessee up next Friday night at the Kohl Center. From the NBA, the Bucks hold off the Nets on the road 129-125. They'll return home to play the Pistons tomorrow night. Speaking of Detroit, they fall at home to Golden State 120-109. Monday Night Football, the Chargers clobber the Jets 27-6. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
From our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98Q Country.
Kill your husband, hand on the
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. Cause I'm riding with my baby. It's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel. Flying away. And the sun.